We just heard about efforts to recruit more women into law enforcement so that police departments can better reflect the communities they serve. Now we turn to Bloomington's resident-led police review board that, for the first time in its five-year history, will soon include a teenage perspective. 16-year-old Kimberly Howard has been appointed to the Public Safety and Community Relations Board by Mayor Mboka Mwambwe. In addition to her PSCRB responsibilities, Howard is also working two part-time jobs, serving as captain of the BHS Color Guard and staying involved in choir and theater. But despite her busy schedule, Howard made time, along with PSCRB Chairperson Ashley Farmer, to talk to WGLT correspondent Michelle Steinbacher about the significance of the board adding youth members. Here's Farmer explaining what it is that the board does.
So it's meant to be a board that bridges the gap between the police and the community in several different ways. The primary way is, of course, by reviewing appealed complaints from the police department. But we also have meetings in which we address issues of concern that the public might have when it comes to Bloomington Police Department. Most recently, of course, some of those issues have been the Flock system automated license plate readers, as well as racial disparities in traffic stops. So issues like that, that are a community concern, are something that the board addresses as well.
Kimberly, why do you think it's significant the city council took steps to add youth seats to the board?
Everybody has different experiences, age, race, you know, class. Everybody has different things going on. Just the fact that they thought about adding a youth member, like a younger person, is it says so much. I can go out into my peers and talk to them, and I can come back to my committee and talk to them about what I learned, so the board can be more in the loop when it comes to the younger generation.
The city council voted to add two youth members in 2021. Ashley, what are some reasons it's taken 18 months for the mayor and council to move forward with that?
Initially, there were issues recruiting people due to COVID. And then, you know, just trying to get the word out. At times, some students from Normal were interested, but that qualification is there that you have to live in Bloomington to be a part of the board. Making sure those qualifications then were very clear. Also, just time-wise, I mean, you heard how busy Kimberly is. So I think it's just a matter of someone who is willing to carve out that time, because high school students are really busy. In addition to activities and things like that, they're often working at least a part-time job.
Ashley, can you explain how the Bloomington community benefits from having youth members involved?
Younger people tend to have more police contacts compared to other population. And that's especially true for like the, you know, 14 to 25 age group, right? So that makes it even more important that we have someone from that age group as a part of our board who can understand what those interactions might be like for, you know, especially a juvenile or someone who is, you know, just turning 18, 19 years old, what those police interactions might look like and how those police interactions might influence opinions. Because once someone has an established opinion of the police, it can be really hard to change that later on.
Kimberly, you've shared what a busy schedule you already have. I know board member Rachel McFarland recruited you, but what persuaded you to apply for the appointment?
Being a spokesperson and advocate and being able to help that bridge with the police department, I felt like it would help me a lot grow more. I also want to have a voice, and I'm very vocal with my opinions. And when I get comfortable, like, the board will see. As much as I want to make it positive, when I do get comfortable, I will call out when I feel like something's wrong.
That's Kimberly Howard, a BHS senior who's now the first youth member of the PSCRB board, along with Ashley Farmer. Farmer is an associate professor of criminal justice sciences at Illinois State University who serves as board chairperson. They spoke with WGLT correspondent Michelle Steinbacher.